O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 46. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Psalm 46, Lord of Hosts, by Jenny Lee Riddle, Josh Miller, Josiah Warnking, and Shane Bernard. This arrangement brings the psalm to life with the repetition of a mournful descending scale on the verses. The powerful chorus uses high vocal registers and amplified drums to name natural disaster metaphors for the toughest situations in which God provides us a shelter. It ends with the voices rising even higher with the question, "Where would we go if not to the Lord of Hosts?"
Oh, come behold the works of God, the nations at his feet. He breaks the bow and bends the spear and tells the wars to cease. Oh, mighty one of Israel, you are on our side. We walk by faith in God who burns the chariots with fire. Lord of hosts, you lead us, with us in the fire, with us as a shelter, with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else would we go with the Lord of the oceans roar, you are the Lord of all, the one who calms the wind and waves and makes my heart be still. Though the earth gives way, the mountains move into the sea, the nations rage, I know my God is in control. The oceans roar, you are the Lord of all, the one who calms the wind and waves and makes my heart be still. Though the earth gives way, the mountains move into the sea, the nations raise, I know my God is in control. Lord of hosts, you lead us with us in the fire.
Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Psalm 46 uses the imagery of intense stormy weather to describe life's challenges. Relational rifts, the sudden loss of a family member or friend, the kind of stomach-turning challenges that people face at work. It says that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in our troubles. Meanwhile, the flimsy shelters of this world will eventually fail us. Even the great gifts of family and health, house, career, romance, these good things can ultimately be our fortresses. Only those who can say, "The Lord is the strength of my life," can also say, "Therefore, of whom or what shall I be afraid?" Because of God, our refuge, we can stand confident at the edge of doom, knowing that not even Satan or death can crush us. In verse 4, the imagery changes from a chaotic sea to a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the river from which flows freshness, beauty, and gladness. Now, Jerusalem's powerful enemies like Egypt and Babylon had the Nile and Tigris and Euphrates rivers. Well, Jerusalem had at best a small creek. And yet God's presence was the river that brought joy in the city of God. And Jesus says in John 7, "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water greater than the Euphrates, the Nile, or the Tigris." And so we believe this, we pray, and we let God rebuke our enemies and calm our fears as the joy of Jesus overwhelms our lives. Johnny Erickson Tada was paralyzed from the shoulders down when she was 17, and she wrote of her excitement to head up to Mammoth Lakes in the summer. She said, "When my life begins to lack the rushing surge of God's joy, that's my cue to take all my doubts, all my discouragements to the Lord Jesus, where I know he's going to open the floodgates of mercy and revive and refresh my heart." Well, verses 8 to 11 move from the personal to the international and cosmic. To the turbulence in nature and also in human nature, God says, "Be still and know that I am God." Cancer, silence, God says. A breakup, our Lord says, "Be at peace and know that I am with you." The aging of a beloved family member, God says, "I care and I am." And so pray in these moments to the God of Jacob, who is your fortress, the one who shelters you from all that life hurls at you, even death itself.
Thank you.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Most loving Father, whose will it is for us to give thanks for all things, to fear nothing but the loss of you, and to cast all our care on you who care for us, preserve us from faithless fears and worldly anxieties, that no clouds of this mortal life may hide from us the light of that love which is immortal, and which you have manifested to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.